Good morning to you, our listeners, here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our soon coming King. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. Father, we tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on a brand new day. And for this, we give you the glory. Now, God, I ask that you touch the hearts and the minds of the listeners on today. Oh, God, that you will illuminate their spirits. Oh, God, that you will move on their behalf for them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask that you bring healing to sick bodies. Oh, God, that you bring restoration to those that have walked away. And God, we give your name the praise and we tell you thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Follow me to the book of Luke. We're going to Luke, the 15th chapter, the 1st through the 7th verse. And our topic today is the lost sheep. We're going to talk about the lost sheep. We'll find in the book of Luke, when you look at Luke, the 15th chapter, we find that this chapter gives parables about three losses. One is a parable of the lost sheep. The second is a parable of the lost coin. The third is a parable of the lost son. All three of these dealing with being lost is in Luke 15. So let's go and talk about the parable of the lost sheep. Luke 15 and 1 says, "Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he has found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost. The 7th verse says, I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons, which need no repentance. The lost sheep. And this parable, as we first stated, it goes on to talk about the lost coin and the lost son, or the prodigal son. But here we're talking about the lost sheep. When we see this about the lost sheep, this is God showing us his way of seeking sinners to bring them to repentance. The three parables in the chapter 15 reveals God as one who in his love seeks the lost to save them for time and eternity. He's seeking the lost. And God is still seeking the lost. He's seeking the one that is lost. He's seeking that sheep that has gone away from the fold. That is who he is looking for. Not the ones that are in the house that's saved, or the ones that's in the house and they're okay. But we need to be looking for the lost sheep. There are a lot of lost sheep in Savannah and surrounding counties. We walk by them. We see them on the TV. We see them on the news. They making history. They making news on our 5 o'clock news because they are robbing, stealing, and shooting. These are the lost sheep. They're making news because as we go out and we pass by on the highways, we see them on the highways standing on the corners with nothing to do and not looking for nothing to do but trouble. These are the lost sheep. So go ye therefore into the highways and hedges and seek the lost sheep. This is what Jesus was saying in this parable in the 15th chapter of Luke. He was saying here that we learned that seeking lost sinners to bring them to redemption is of uttermost importance to the heart of God. The heart of God is souls. He wants people won into the kingdom. Both God and heaven rejoice when even one sinner repents, and no amount of trouble, sacrifice, or suffering is too great in seeking the lost and bringing them to Jesus. So we that are saved have a job to do. We always had a job to do. We always will have a job to do until Jesus comes. And that job is to seek the lost and bring them and compel them to come and encourage them to come and give their lives unto the Lord. So heaven will rejoice over one soul that repenteth. So here Jesus began to say, when the Pharisees and the scribes begin to mumble and criticize him, they said that this man receiveth sinners and he eat with them. And then that's when Jesus spoke this parable unto them, because he came down to our level where we are. He came down, he condescended down to right where we were. And this is what he was doing in this parable. He was eating with the sinners. He was sitting with them. That was his way of winning them. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to have this holier than thou attitude when they began to say that this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And that's when Jesus gave them this parable. And he said, what manner are you having 100 sheep? If he lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he finds it. He looks for it. Imagine now, imagine in your mind that you have 100 sheep and you are the caretaker and you miss one of them is gone and you're going to look for it. Because if you did a head count, and when you did a head count, somebody was missing. So you left the 99 and went out to find the one lost sheep. This is also dealing with souls. When you look around and in churches today, we have many people in churches that are saved, that are Christians, many brothers and sisters that are walking the right walk and talking the right talk and being saved and Holy Ghost filled and being in God. But look about you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Look about you. There are souls out there that need to be saved. There are people out there, the fruit is on the vine, and the vine is past ripe. The fruit is past ripe. Can you imagine that it's ripe for the picking? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Can you imagine a tree that's loaded down with fruit, and if you don't pick it, it'll rot on the vine? Well, I say to you today, look and go after the lost sheep. Look around you. Yes, you may be saved, but that's not enough. It's not enough for you to say, I got it. Oh, I got the Holy Ghost and I'm walking with the Lord and I'm in church and I know God deal with me. But what about the lost sheep? What about the souls on the street? What about the ones that don't know Jesus? What about the ones that never knew him in the pardon of their sins? What about the girl that's on crack cocaine? What about the prostitute on the street saying that's the only way she know how to make money? What about the pimp? They are the lost sheep. We sit in our ivory temples and our glass-stained pews and our glass-stained churches, and we're not concerned about the lost. But that is our purpose for being disciples of Jesus Christ. In order to be a disciple, you must also bring somebody else. That's what discipleship is all about. Discipleship is about following someone. You train them, you teach them, you show them the way. So somebody trained you, somebody taught you, somebody showed you the way to Jesus Christ. Now, in turn, you are to go out and do the same, because the lost sheep are lost. We have what the lost sheep needs. We have to go out and get them. No, I haven't ever seen a lost sheep, not many times, come stumbling in the church, say, I'm lost, I'm coming here, I want somebody to help me. Sometimes it happened. But if we look at what the text is saying here in Luke, the 15th chapter, he's talking about the parable of the lost sheep, where there was 100 sheep. But Jesus said, if one of them is missing, wouldn't you go out and find that lost, that one lost sheep, bring it back to the fold? Here Jesus said in this parable, he said, heaven will rejoice. He talked about in that next verse, in the 8th verse, he talked about the parable of the lost coin. The coin was lost in the house. The coin was in the house, but the coin was lost. So by the time the lady kept sweeping and sweeping, she found the coin. She rejoiced because she found the coin, but the coin was lost in the house. Yes, we can be lost in the house. We can be in the house and lost. We can be right there, but be lost. Just as Jesus gave that parable about the lost sheep. So my thought to you today, and I submit to you today, you that are saved and you that have the gift of God in your life, you that have the Holy Ghost in your life, you that have been born again, regardless of your denomination, it is time for us to get out and get the lost. It's time to bring them in. It's time for us to quit being selfish and say, I'm saved. I'm in the church and God delivered me. But look at that man on the street corner. He don't know Jesus. Look at that girl on the street corner selling her body. She don't know Jesus. Somebody has to go out there and get them. Somebody has to go get the lost sheep. And when you go get the lost sheep, God knows how to clean them up and make the great disciples out of those same ones that was on the corner. He knows how to clean them up. He knows how to bring them in. He'll put running in their feet and he'll put a word in their mouth. They in turn will go back out and they will make disciples of someone. That's what discipleship is all about. Discipleship is reaching the lost. It's teaching, it's training, and then it's you take what you've learned and you apply it. It's application. And it's following in the footsteps of Jesus. So as I go off the air today, I want to just leave that thought with you. Think about it over the weekend. The lost sheep. Who can you talk to? Who can you win to Christ? Thank you for your time. Don't forget to go visit our website, hopefortodayministry.org. There you will find a PayPal donate button. We would appreciate everything that you do for Hope for Today. So if you give unto the ministry, God will give back unto you. And until the next time, remember, there is hope for today.